Ladies and gentlemen, welcome back to The Middle with Steven Sanastasi, episode 15, number 15. Detroit underground rapper Bill's son, one of my good buddies, joins us today on the podcast. Listen as we sit and talk about life, catching up about each other and our friendship, and what's going on with the underground rap scene in Detroit, some of his shows he's done, his upcoming project as well, soon to drop called Dim Future. Gonna have to check it out. His new hit single on Spotify called Happy, it is fire, as the kids call it. So you need to sit back, relax, and enjoy this podcast. Thank you for tuning in, my good people. I can't even speak right now, but I'm sitting here with a good buddy of mine. This has been a 7-year reunion in the making, I guess.
Yeah.
Right?
Yeah, it's been a while.
And sorry if you can't hear us a little bit. We're splitting a mic because my dumb ass can't order things properly, and I'm too cheap to get a whole sound system. So this is one of my good buddies from high school. His name's Josh Becker, a.k.a. I am Bill's son, Detroit underground rapper, up and coming. And Josh, you know, thank you for having me in your house. Let me come over.
On the podcast, bro. I appreciate it. It's really cool, man. You know.
Yeah. But what's going on, dude? You know, this is something my first time doing, sitting next to somebody. We're actually face to face right now. And if you didn't know, like, I'm seconds away from kissing him. That's how close we are. So.
Yeah, it's a little awkward, but we'll get through it.
Mm-hmm.
It's not too bad.
So, Josh is big into the underground rap scene here in Detroit, Michigan. And if you folks, I know I haven't recorded in a little bit, and I keep saying that every single episode because it's like a 3-month layoff. But I actually moved back home officially. You heard that on the previous podcast. So what I want to take this direction with this podcast and is kind of get involved in the city of Detroit and different people and just talking to people. That's what I like to do, and I couldn't find anyone else better besides this gentleman sitting across from me or 2 inches away from my face. But so Josh, tell me a little bit about just about the underground rap scene in Detroit and, you know, what it's was in the past and what it's looking like towards the future and your role in it as well.
I mean, it's looking it changes every, you know, couple of years, everything, but I think, like, the past, like, you know, we know everything about, like, how, you know, a lot of people, like, in the early 90s, like, it was people rapping in, like, the shelter and shit.
Yeah.
And, you know, different stuff like that. And now it's kind of evolved into, like, you know, a lot of people are throwing shows, like, their shows every weekend, like, you know, different places in the city are throwing shows, like, and it's all, like, usually underground, like, I don't know, it's,
what, where are some of the shows at? I mean, what's the biggest show that you did, or the biggest venue you've been at, or who are some of, like, the biggest people you've met?
I haven't really met anybody too big, yet, but, we opened actually a couple, I think in 2016, we opened for the GZA and Mayhem Lauren at L Club.
Okay.
Just like randomly, like my friend Okir, he's a rapper out here too, he booked the show and we just had like our whole group play on it. It was pretty cool.
It was sick.
And then recently, we went down to Texas.
Shout out.
Texas, yeah, for sure. Texas is an amazing place. If you've never been there, you should go.
Dude, I've been telling them that. I've been preaching that into this mic for I don't know how many months. Austin is just like, it's unbelievable.
Yeah, it really is. have to go there.
And that's where you go. Right. You've been to Austin. I mean, we were going to link up a couple of times. What did you do in Austin, by the way? The shows down there?
The first time I went down there, we played right like a week before South by Southwest. My friend Okir actually booked that show too.
Mm-hmm.
And my other friend, D-Rock, and him and I, went down there actually on a train.
Mm-hmm.
It was a 36-hour ride.
Wait, you took a train there?
Yeah, we took a train. The first time I went to Austin, we took a train. Yeah,
dude, what?
Yeah, it was crazy.
You guys do a bunch of edibles?
We didn't do edibles, but we actually ate shrooms before we got
out. Really?
Yes.
How was that?
It was pretty crazy. I mean, actually, like, tripping on the train was probably one of the most amazing things I've ever done. Just because, like... we took the train from Detroit to Chicago, and then
right.
I ate them, like, before we left Detroit, and I was tripping, like, on the train, like, pretty much, like, 10 hours, but it was cool, because, dude, you could go in the, you know, we didn't have a room, but it was, like, you know, a bunch of different cars, and you could walk around the whole train,
right,
and there was, like, a huge observatory car, and it had all these windows, so we would just go in there and sit. And we just watched, like, go through every city. Like, we went through Springfield, Illinois, I remember. And
oh, that's sweet.
I saw, like, the St. Louis Arch, like.
Really? You know,
but it was crazy because I watched the sunset and I watched, like, was still up and watched the sunrise, like, the next morning, like, still tripping.
Whoa.
It was crazy.
That's sick.
Yeah.
So, 36 hours and you got all the way. So, where did, once you got to Austin, where'd you guys stay at in the city? Or yeah, a little bit outside, or like outside of downtown, I guess.
We actually, like, the first time we went down there, we were only supposed to stay for we left on a Wednesday, got there on a Thursday. We were supposed to leave, excuse me, that Sunday.
Mm-hmm.
And we had, for the first like 2 days, we stayed in a Motel 6, and then we played this show at St. Edward's University in Austin.
Mm-hmm.
And we met someone there after we played the show, and he was like, oh, you guys want to stay? Like, I think I know this girl that she'd probably let you stay in her apartment, like, you know, whatever. And we're like, okay, whatever, you know, that doesn't happen.
Yeah.
You know, where we are. And we hit up the kid the next day, and he linked us with this girl, and she told us to come over, and, like, we met her, and, like, 5 minutes later, she's like, okay, well, here's the keys. We had to pay her, like, $400, and she let us stay there for, like, a week.
Just
met us, gave us the keys to her apartment, and was like, all right, I'm going to see my mom, like, in the valley. So, I'll be back,
what?
Like, next Friday. Yeah.
And so you guys stayed for all South by Southwest then, that week?
Yeah, that week.
Dude.
Yep. It was sweet. It was crazy, because, like, another thing about Texas is Southern hospitality is very real.
Yep.
Very real.
Tell them.
Seriously. I'm an honorary Texan.
So, the show itself, though, what was that venue like? I mean, how'd you get linked up with that? That's what I'm trying to understand.
You're talking about the St. Ed show?
Yeah, like, how do you get linked up with that crowd and get hooked up to play there?
My my friend O'Keer, this guy who runs the radio station for that college, found his music and really liked it. Yeah, and asked him to, like, come down there. So, like,
wow.
Like I said, the three of us went down there, and it was cool because we played the show. It was like it wasn't like a bunch of people, but it was a good, like, kind of intimate show.
Mm-hmm.
And we actually headlined that. And the group before us played. They're called the Pantheon. Shout out the Pantheon. They're making their way through Texas, kind of blowing up down there right now.
Mm-hmm.
We linked up with them, and yeah, it was pretty cool. It was like kind of a blessing to be down there. Like, we all talked about it on the way down. Like, stuff was going kind of bad in, like, all our lives at that point, and mm-hmm. just for different reasons. And, like, we shouldn't have, like, really even gone down there, but we did. And it, like,
yeah,
it was an amazing trip. Like, it was really kind of like a movie.
Mm-hmm. You know? That's sweet.
It was really crazy.
And that, dude, that city is just like, oh man. That's just a fun. I can't even, like, describe it. Yeah, you know, when people ask, how can you? What do you, like?
I mean,
what is it comparable to? I guess what city could you compare it to?
I mean, it's like any big city. Mm-hmm. I feel like, you know, every big city there's kind of like that, you know, big city hustle and bustle
downtown feel, vibe.
Yeah, but I don't know. It's kind of like its own thing. I've never really experienced anything like going there, like. What is it?
When someone asked me about it, I try to compare it to like a, maybe like a smaller LA.
Okay.
Because yeah, it's I could like, see that. It's always, you know, it's always warm.
Yeah.
There's,
Yep.
And you can do anything.
Yep.
There's, you know, when South by Southwest comes, it literally is like a mini Hollywood, right?
It is, so yeah, for sure.
It's just, it's crazy.
But yeah, I love that building with the, that looks like the owl.
Oh, the owl with tower. The yeah.
Like, dude, I was freaking out the first time I saw that.
Yeah, because like, you're still on your shroom trip.
Probably, honestly.
Dude, no, really. But I want to get back there someday. And I like being here because I like being here with my family and friends. But having to leave there, San Antonio was cool and all, but I wish I lived in Austin. I think it would have been harder to leave if I was living in Austin, probably. Put that way.
Yeah, I mean, man, I was there for like a week. I was so sad when I had to leave.
Mm-hmm. It's crazy, so, the vacation depression.
For sure. Yeah, I did not want
to leave. Dude, here it's like I get seasonal depression now. Like being here when the sun's not out, like dude, it affects my mood 100%. 100%. I don't know about you.
Yeah, I mean it affects me a little bit, but I don't know. I like the dark a little bit, you know, so.
So, tell me about this new project. You're talking to me a little bit about when I came over at first.
It's called Dim Future. I've been working on it for probably like the last like 6 months, I want to say.
Mm-hmm.
I didn't put out any new music for a while. I was really just kind of taking a break from it.
Mm-hmm.
And I just really wanted to get back into it. I, you know, started writing it and it came together
pretty quickly. Cool.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Pretty cool. Quickly. And I got a lot of beats from my friends and stuff like that. And a couple pretty cool features. I'm really pretty excited to put it out just because, I guess it's been so long. Mm-hmm. And
what do you think? Sorry. Go ahead.
I just like want to stay somewhat relevant, you know.
But
I don't want to be like showing people music from like a year ago.
Mm-hmm.
You know what I mean?
Mm-hmm. What do you think? You know, me, I can kind of compare the scale of what I'm doing here and what you're doing, kind of like the same level, just putting out content
for sure
for people
for sure.
And I actually met somebody when I was in Austin, and the guy was telling me. He was telling me he had a podcast, and I go, so how many episodes have you, you know, posted? And he goes, zero. I go, have you recorded any? And he was like, eight. I go, you've recorded eight podcasts and you haven't put out one? He's like, yeah, I didn't like any of them. And my first thought is, if you're going to start anything like this, if you're going to start rapping, making music, if you're going to start podcasting, anything to do with, like, putting content, you got to put the content out.
For sure.
Yeah. Like, there's no point, like, okay, maybe you think it sounds shitty, but at the end of the day, like, what's gonna hurt? No. You have to get something out there for people to listen to.
For real. I mean,
and is that what, so that's what I kind of see is right now, is that what you're just trying to put as much out as you can?
For sure. Yeah, I mean, that's really how people start to notice if you just, you know, flood them with shit.
Mm-hmm.
So like, you know what I mean? Especially, but I feel like you gotta have it on all angles. Like you gotta have music, videos.
Right.
You know,
that's
all the stuff, like, you know, it all goes hand in hand. Mm-hmm. With that, you know. But I don't know, with doing anything like this or, you know, recording podcasts or rapping or, you know, like you said, if you want to do that, you really just have to jump into it.
Yeah.
Like, you know, it's never going to just, you have to just
fall into your lap type of thing.
Yeah, no. It's really like trial and error until mm-hmm. you find your direction.
Right.
You know what I mean? But once you find your direction and, like, you stick with it, like, you know what I mean? It's cool, like, to see progression with mm-hmm. it, you know?
And the best part about it is when you put something out and people respond to it in a positive way, too.
No,
I mean, there's
sure.
going to be negative, and I think as in a society today with, like, the millennial culture, it's so hard to be honest with people.
For sure.
Because you don't want to hurt people's feelings, and people take things so sensitive nowadays.
Definitely.
And I'm guilty of that, and you know, I would like for people to be honest with me, though, at the end of the day. Like,
for sure.
if you think my shit is garbage, that's kind of redundant saying that, but think my stuff is garbage, just tell me.
For
because
sure.
you don't know until you find. And I was even, like, saying this at work earlier. It's just, like, I hate when things are too good. When things are too good, then something isn't right, in my opinion.
Definitely.
Because I think the only way to get better is learning. And like you said, trial and error. So that's perfect. But what would you think is the hardest part about making rap, making beats? Is it making beats? Is it figuring out new lyrics? Is it figuring out?
I mean, it's all kind of hard. Like, you know, putting yourself into something, mm-hmm. like creating something from nothing, is always gonna be hard. But it's like, I don't know. It's, you just kind of gotta just do it. You know what I mean? Like, if you really have the will to do it and, like, you know what I mean?
Yeah.
Yeah.
The direction, the focus.
For sure.
Would you say, like, does it take you long to write?
I mean, it just depends. Like, if I have a concept that I want to write out, not really, but if I'm just writing, like, to write, it takes a little longer. But sometimes, I don't know, it depends on the beat too. Like, if I find a beat that I really, really like, I just jump on it and start writing. You know what I mean? Like, quickly, usually.
Because otherwise you're gonna kind of like lose it almost. You will lose your train of thought,
I
or
mean, maybe a little bit, yeah, depending on how long, you know, it takes me or whatever, but.
So who I see over here, we're in Josh's room actually, if no one, obviously you can't, no one's watching this, but we're in his room, and he's got a sweet setup over here, and his beat machine and piano, sorry, keyboard. Piano's classical, it's not like that, electronic keyboard, and then the mic set. But so with the beat making and everything, do you like always rapping on your own beats, or do you like friends making that for you
I
and you
mean,
doing that?
it's cool because I mean, I like rapping on my beats, but I like rapping on friends too. Like, we try to keep a lot of it in house. Like, I'm in a group with like eight people, and we're called the MPG DPG, which is called it stands for Mosh Pit Gang, Dead Phone Gang. Yeah,
Okay.
Dead Phone Gang.
Nice.
My phone's always dead. I'm the president, but. Yeah, I like rapping on both, really. But
That's what would you say you like more?
I don't know.
Your stuff because it's yours?
I mean, sometimes it just depends on like what, I don't know. Sometimes I hear other people's beats and I just want to rap on that. I don't know. It just depends what mood I'm in, really.
Yeah.
You know what I mean?
Mm-hmm.
But
His well, you're he's just dropped a new song from this is gonna be on the project too, the one I happy I listened to
Yep.
yesterday. So folks, if you go to Spotify, his name is I Am Bill's Son. He just dropped
It's just Bill Son on there, actually.
oh Bill's Son on
Yeah.
there. But is it the full name I Am Bill's Son?
Not on there,
Oh,
actually. It's
okay.
just Bill Son on Spotify.
Okay. So Bill's Son and that song Happy is one he just dropped, and it's on Spotify, so you got to check that out. I listened to it yesterday. It's phenomenal. I guess say the best way to compare you to is, or to compare the style of music is like Odd Future
Okay.
type Tyler the Creator type of vibe is what
Damn.
I get from it,
I appreciate that, man.
dude. And it's no, it's awesome. It's authentic. It's real. The lyrics come from the heart. And dude, and now what we were talking about earlier, right? I like cut off was about today's rap. And I was like, hey, what was funny thing, people, is that Josh, as soon as I came over, we started having good conversation. I'm like, dude, we gotta say this. So
For sure,
this is the
yeah.
what I'm spilling now. No, but we were talking about rap today. And dude, I just don't, my personal opinion is like this mumble rap, every rapper having the name Lil in front of their name, dude, it's just like I don't get it. Like, where are we going? Because rap was the pinnacle of rap. You know, was I think like late 90s, early 2000s, mid 2000s, and like now we're just at kids just mumbling, dude, and like just saying nothing, and it's
Yeah.
still dropping hits, and like,
Yeah,
why do you
man.
think it's blown up like that? Do you and you do like it too, or no?
I don't know why it's blown up. I really hate all of that stuff. Like, I'm really a student of like old school rap, and like that's really, I listen to a couple new people, but mostly it's like, you know, just old. Like, I love old school rap. Like, I listen to a lot of like Gangstar and like DJ Premier and like Dos Effects, and you know, just like I really like the lyricism of it, and I don't think that the rap now, like, it's almost like a lot of it is just auto tune and like them.
Repeating words.
Yeah, exactly. They say like the same four words like the whole song, and
Right.
it's just like there's no, you know, and people love it because it's hype, you know. Like, I feel like so much of
Well,
what.
and the thing about it is the beat type.
Yeah,
The
for
beat type.
sure.
And so when you're just repeating a word over a beat, the beat's sticking out.
For
I
sure.
think that's what I kind of notice.
No, I mean, I definitely agree with that, but Yeah, I don't know why it gets so many plays, because a lot of it's just kind of bullshit.
Mm-hmm. And right now, it's a great time, to, I think, to be a producer. I think producing right now is, this is the perfect time, because definitely, you can literally, if anyone can rhyme and sound cool on a beat, your song's going to blow up even more than just the beat itself. So, sure. Like Murder Gang. Do you kind of look like Murder Gang? Anyone ever told you that?
I have no idea who that is.
The producer, Murder Gang? Murder Beats?
Mm-mm.
You never heard of Murder Beats?
No, I haven't.
Like, you're underground, dude.
I know. I guess I should
get out from the basement.
Yeah, I know, for real. Been living under a rock for, like, the past, like, couple years.
So, he's the guy who's produced, like, all, like, the Migos stuff. Some white dude from Canada, actually.
See, I don't listen to any of that music, so.
Yeah.
I hate Migos.
So, you got tradition. Yeah, dude, this is traditional underground. You're completely different than what the scene is here. And, like I said, the scene now is not.
Yeah, I don't think
the Migos are trash, dude, but like the songs they put out, if you sit there and listen to it, you're like, dude, they're just saying the same words and they're yelling in the background.
Yeah, I mean, that's really what rap has kind of moved to, man. And I don't know, it's kind of scary, because I wonder what it's going to be like in like 20 years, you know?
I would say 5.
Yeah,
what do you think is 5? Yeah, 5. You like Drake?
Still scary.
You like Drake?
Honestly, not really.
Mm-hmm.
There's a couple songs that I've heard. I don't even know the names of them, but he's had a couple, like, I don't know, that are, like, okay. Like, I'm not going to look them up and go listen to them, but if I'm, like, somewhere in his plane, I'm like, oh, okay. Like, you know what I mean?
Mm-hmm.
But, I don't like Drake, mostly.
Mm-hmm. And I'm glad you don't have Lil in front of your name, either.
Yeah, I'm not on that wave, bro.
So, tell me about, obviously, this is after your name's... After your dad's name,
yeah,
right?
Yeah.
You just wanted to dedicate, you know, doing all this for him, and a lot of your songs about him.
I mean, not really about him. Like, I don't know. It's it's weird how the name came about. But like, I really remember my mom when I was young. Like, she would get mad at me about stuff and like tell me that I was better than that, and like that I was. Like Bill Becker's son, like, no, you know, it's weird, but I just remembered that, and that's like how the name kind of came about.
Yeah,
but like, you know, I lost my dad when I was 6, and I don't remember a ton about him being around. Mm-hmm. I mean, I know he was always there and everything, but like, I don't know, this is like my way of like connecting with him.
Yeah,
you know what I mean? And like, actually, on the 12th, like, he'll be gone, like, 19 years, you know?
And
like,
oh, wow.
Yeah, it's weird because I've lived more of my life without him than, like,
right,
with him.
Right,
you know what I mean? So it's weird to, like, think about.
Mm-hmm.
But, like, I'm just, you know, trying to...
Dude, you're grateful for being alive, you know?
For sure. Yeah, and I'm just trying to keep, like, his memory alive and everything. And
that's sweet.
You know?
That's sweet.
Just make it in.
Sorry, I butchered your name.
Positive.
Sorry,
no, you're all good, man.
No problem.
Bilson. That's
Bilson. On your Instagram.
Yeah, it's
that's
it's,
what it was.
All my social media is I'm Bilson with underscores.
Mm-hmm.
But
like I said, guys, the song "Happy" on Spotify now. Take a look at his stuff. You really enjoyed it. And if you're big into rap, you're big into underground rap. Like, this is. Josh is the perfect rapper for that. So, and he's a perfect lyricist too, if you're looking to just connect on a lyricist level, because a lyrical level, because a lot of like we were just saying, a lot of stuff out now is just complete garbage in my opinion. So
also about Happy, my friend Madlink produced that, and he's a fire producer. You should check him out too.
Madlink.
He raps too.
Shout out Madlink.
Yeah, shout out Madlink for sure.
So do you get any eyes for being a Caucasian male in this industry?
I mean, not really. And even if I did, I wouldn't really care that much. Because, like, I don't know. I've always kind of done my own thing. I've never really been anybody who, like, I don't let anybody else's...
Define you?
No, not at all.
Right.
But, like, I don't know. I'm sure people think it's weird, but nobody's ever said anything to me about it.
Right.
But, Yeah, I don't know.
Are you like the only one that's around?
I mean, like, not really. There's some, you know, a couple white rappers, but
that go onto the scene and in some of these shows.
Yeah.
Oh, okay.
For sure.
We were talking about Action Bronson a little bit ago. Is he underground? I want to consider him underground. I mean, he's mainstream, but
I mean, he's probably mainstream now. Like he was underground for like years. I mean, I'd say he probably, you know, he dropped Mr. Wonderful like in 2016 or 17, I think, and I think that's like how he blew up.
Is he one of your favorite rappers?
Definitely. He's I look up to him heavily, not just because of the rap. I'm into cooking a lot, and like it's mm-hmm. cool that he's like,
oh, he's a chef.
You know, he's yeah. a gourmet chef. Like he's got two shows. Well, actually he left Viceland, but he had two shows.
I used to watch a show on Viceland that would he go around and tour and eat different food in the city?
Yep. Yeah.
And then what's his other show?
It's like called Untitled, I think. It's just like the Bronson show.
Oh, okay.
And he would have like a bunch of famous people come on there and just like cook with him.
Really?
Yeah, it was sweet.
Like, and they get stoned.
Yeah. One time he had Michael Imperioli from the Sopranos. He played Christopher on the Sopranos.
Oh, yeah, yeah. He's
yeah.
Gosh, he's been a bunch of other stuff too. No, I just finished The Sopranos. It's funny you bring that up.
Really?
I just watched that on HBO for the first time.
That show is amazing. Oh, dude, a million times.
You get the DVDs right
somewhere here? Around here.
Dude, yeah, the show is so sick.
Yeah, and actually, I don't know if you've seen Boardwalk Empire.
I haven't.
That's kind of on the same like tone, I would say.
Okay.
But it's all about prohibition. In like New Jersey, actually Steve Buscemi plays like the main character.
Oh, dude, no! I've seen this. What's that on?
HBO.
HBO.
Yeah,
dude, I'll watch that. No, I heard about that.
It's amazing. That's actually my favorite show probably ever.
That's what. No, I heard there's great reviews on that. Have you seen the new Twilight that Jordan Peele came out with?
Twilight Zone.
Yeah, Twilight Zone.
I
said Twilight like the fucking Twilight Zone. I watched it last night.
I like Twilight, Steve.
I watched an episode last night with my buddy.
Was it good,
dude?
I gotta see it.
It's just from the one episode, we should watch it after this.
All right, I'm down with that. Actually, speaking of Twilight Zone,
just on do you like the old stuff?
Dude, I have all the episodes of the original one. And actually, when I first started making music, I sampled that a lot. Like, I was going to, just on a sidebar, when I first started making beats, I was going to thrift stores and digging through records, you know, like they have records for like 50 cents, and I would dig through them, and like I would actually shove more records in the record thing that I was buying, so I kind of lifted them, but they didn't really care because
this is off the record.
Yeah, this is off the record. But I used to chop all these records up, and I back then I was making beats on the Machine app on my iPad. And I had this suitcase record player that's actually under my desk. And I was chopping up all these records and putting, like, the talking parts in Twilight Zone, like, over them.
Oh, dude, that's sick.
Yeah. That was, like, one of my main things to do. Like, I chopped up a bunch of Twilight Zone stuff. I don't have them on the internet anymore, but I have them on my computer if anybody wants to hear them.
Dude, we're going to listen to them after this. That's sick, dude.
Yeah.
That's awesome. Yeah, but did you enjoy, I mean, Twilight Zone? Or did you enjoy
it?
Dude, all the old stuff, I was talking to my friend last time, I'm like, all the old stuff was so good. Amazing. So, like, if they're going to come back, I was telling them before we watched, I was like, this better be good.
Yeah.
Because if we're about to watch this and they butcher this, I'm going to be pissed.
Well, they had another version of it in either the 80s or the 90s, I think. And I don't know if that one did as well. I mean, obviously I wasn't alive in the 80s, but, yeah, I can't remember if I've seen any of it, but obviously the original ones are the best ones.
Like, right.
You know, and there's a lot of people, famous people in those ones too,
mm-hmm.
you know, like old movie stars and shit.
Mm-hmm.
But, yeah.
Marilyn Monroe in any?
I don't think so, but like William Shatner's in like a famous one, like,
Is Marilyn Monroe too old?
I don't know. I mean,
when's the first thing of the Twilight Zone start? Wasn't it like the 40s or 50s?
It was in the 50s. But okay. Like, yeah, I don't know if she was ever on one of those. But like Cloris Leachman was on one. That was kind of crazy.
She was
She was the grandma in Malcolm in the Middle.
Oh, yeah.
She was.
So the episode we watched yesterday was sweet. I mean, it's on CBS, though, All Access. So you gotta, I don't know if you have access to CBS, like, because you have to, like, pay for it.
Oh, you do? Then I probably don't.
But, so I looked it up on Google. It says it's on Prime Video and Netflix. I didn't see it on Netflix, so I don't know.
I mean, it probably takes a minute to, like, I mean, I thought Netflix didn't load shows until they were totally done.
Right.
Like, you wouldn't get it episode by episode.
Right. Did you, what was I going to say? Fan of Black Mirror?
I love it.
Mm-hmm.
Black Mirror's amazing. Actually, my, I never watched it, and, like, I would always hear people talk about it, and I finally, like, sat down and really, like, looked at it, and, like, dude, some of those episodes are so crazy. Dude. Like, my top three probably are, like, Crocodile, the one in the museum, like, the Black Museum.
Black Museum, yeah.
Yeah, and then the Shut Up and Dance one. Shut Up and Dance is probably my favorite one where they... Like, they're playing that game, and they gotta, like, do what the person's, like, texting them on their phone.
Oh, yeah. It's,
like, they're getting blackmailed.
With the kid?
Yeah, and the kid has to rob the bank. Yeah,
dude. I was losing my mind that one.
Yeah, I know. Me too. That was crazy.
Oh, man.
It's like...
The end of the forest at the end?
Yeah. Yeah, dude.
Got my heart pumping.
But the same with, like, the crocodile one, dude. Like, where that lady...
I'm trying to remember that one.
Is it where they put that thing on the side of your head and they can see
the daughter?
Like, no, they can. That's Archangel.
Yeah,
but the thing on the side of your head, they can see your memories. And the girl is like, she's like killing people, and like the one lady like comes to see her memory for like this night, and she had like murdered somebody, and the girl sees it, and she has to kill her. And it has to kill, like, all these other people.
I don't think I've seen that one.
Oh, dude, you haven't seen that one?
No.
It's like, gotta go home and watch it, bro.
Dude, and what was the one that I liked the most? Oh, I liked the arcade one where virtual reality one. Sorry.
Raising the space game?
No, the virtual reality one where that guy goes, like, abroad and he gets to test try.
Oh, yeah.
That one's... If you watch the first time I watched it, my mind was blown. What happened to him?
Yeah, that one was super crazy.
They install that chip in the back of his neck, and he gets to try out the virtual reality.
Yep.
And he goes in the haunted house.
Yeah, seriously.
And he's generating his own fears by thinking them.
Speaking of that one, after I watched that, I think that that's an ode to a Twilight episode called Twilight.
Damn you, Steve. I know.
You know what I'm saying? Twilight. This guy. Anyways, a Twilight Zone episode called Appearance at Owl Creek, I think.
Okay.
And, like, it's kind of this, not the same thing, because obviously, like,
right,
years ago, but it's, the way it ends is the same.
Same level, yeah. So, and I think that's why they're coming back with the Twilight Zone now with Jordan Peele, because Black Mirror has taken off. And kind of taken over a little bit.
Definitely.
Do you see Bandersnatch?
I saw a
did you
bit of it,
interact with it, I mean? I guess that's the best way to put it.
I did, like, one, and then I fell asleep.
It wasn't...
I just didn't... Yeah, everybody...
Didn't like, really move the needle for me.
Didn't move the needle?
But that one was okay. It wasn't great. But no, with, like, this Jordan Peele thing, it's like, if you're going to reboot something at the level of Twilight Zone, you got to do it right. Oh, and the episode I watched was crazy. And I've been thinking about it all day. And I went home last night after watching it. I'm like, whoa. But then the episode after it, I don't know if I looked it up online or something. But that one didn't get that good of reviews compared to the one I watched. So hopefully it does well. But rebooting shit like that, it's just like, you can't fuck it up.
Yeah. But what kind of pisses me off about that is, like, they have Jordan Peele, like, hosting it, but he's not the writer.
And okay.
If you really know about the Twilight Zone, Rod Sterling hosted it and wrote it.
Oh, okay.
You know what I mean? So, like, I don't know. I feel like if I took, like, those shoes, you know what I mean?
Yeah.
That I would have to do it like that.
Right. You know what
I mean, especially, like, how popular Jordan Peele is nowadays, too. Mm-hmm. Like, with Get Out, and he just put out that Us movie. Like, you'd think they'd want him to fucking write it. You know what I mean?
Oh, I thought he wrote it. No, I didn't do my research properly. I don't fact check on here.
Yeah, I don't think so. But
I just say stuff and I just hold it gospel.
Yeah.
But did you see Jordan Peele's new movie or no?
I did not, but
I didn't. I actually heard bad things about it.
I heard mixed reviews, but I saw on, I forget what website I was on, but like one of the ad, it was probably YouTube, and they had an ad, and it was like us. I forget who called it like the greatest horror movie of all time, and I was just like, I don't know about that,
dude. It's just someone was like, yeah, I got a 95 on Rotten Tomatoes. I go, yeah, because Rotten Tomatoes is biased and bought out
for sure. And obviously, they're gonna like anything that Jordan Peele drops.
It's about the user rating, but yeah, Jordan Peele. So Get Out was good. I thought it was very good, very well done. He did a really good job with it. But then I knew with this movie that there's like, oh, there's like no way he can screw it up because he just made a hit and blah, blah, blah. And it goes back to them being biased. So, of course, they're like, oh, Jordan Peele, like you just said so. I just, horror movies nowadays, there hasn't been one that just like, has, I don't know, maybe I'm wrong. I just can't think of one in like recent memory. Maybe The Conjuring. For me, and I get terrified of movies. I hate scary movies. Really? So, yeah. I mean, like, Get Out was fine for me because it was kind of like a thriller almost. It wasn't more so on, like, the scary, scary side.
Yeah, it was it just kept you on the edge.
Yeah, really. Yeah. Conjuring, for me, though, dude, I couldn't sleep for, like, 3 days.
Come on now.
Dude, I was a pussy.
I wasn't going to say it, but you said it. So.
What movie can you think of?
I've never seen that, but... speaking back on the greatest horror movie of all time thing, I think that's Halloween, like the original Halloween.
The first one?
Yeah. That movie was amazing.
Just how well done it was and everything?
Yeah, just like, I like how it was, they kept the suspense, but he was like, you know, he still killed people, but I don't know. I feel like they use like blood and shit too much now. You know what I mean?
Like, they try to make it like too super, real. Yeah.
Like, I don't know. They make it like kind of, you know, weird.
There's no. I just wish someone could release one that just sets it off, you know?
I can't really say that though because House of a Thousand Corpses and Devil's Rejects are like two of my favorite movies too. So I guess I'm contradicting myself. But fuck it. Yeah, you know.
So but, when's. I know we've jumped around here a bit, but when's the next time you're performing?
Probably next month. I know we're throwing a show with these guys called the Culture Creators, and them and us are headlining. I'm not sure where it's going to be yet. I don't know all the details, but it's going to be sometime
local
towards the end of April. Yeah.
Okay. I'm definitely down to go. Yep,
for sure.
So let me know.
I'll let you know, bro.
And I'm rolling through. For
sure. Do it up.
Dude, that's when we were talking about Josh and I were talking about St. Andrew's Hall earlier in the shelter. How Earl Sweatshirt you're going to?
Yep.
Sunday.
Yeah, Sunday. I'm going to see Earl.
That's gonna be sweet. I love that venue, dude. I love St. Andrew's.
And Earl's amazing too. His music's really great. I saw him actually 2 years ago at Movement, and it was just him and Knowledge was this DJ. And it was honestly, still to this day, it's still one of the best sets I've ever seen in my life. Like, it was just crazy, dude. He played all his hits, and like, it was sweet when he did the song Pre.
Okay.
You know which one that is?
No,
it's the first one on Doors.
Okay. I haven't heard that one.
Amazing. Amazing. Go home and listen to that.
Yeah. You can listen to it here in a bit.
Yeah.
Do you really want me to leave? but what, dude, it's just, you know, back to the beginning where we started at, you know, I was like, it's like a 7 year reunion. Doesn't it feel like, so this is a backstory about our friendship. We went to the same high school, graduated in 2012. I barely got my diploma. Yeah,
So
I can't really say I graduated.
I scraped by. I knew that school was not for me.
Dude, I still know my number out of my graduate out of graduating class. I was like 203 out of 225. Jesus.
I thought you had better grades than that.
Dude, shit. What? I, like, my cumulative GPA was like a 2.4.
Damn. I mean, mine was probably somewhere there too. I think I had a C average, but that was just because like some teachers took mercy on me. But honestly, like, knowing that I've been out of school for like 7 years, well, high school,
yeah,
is just like super weird. It makes me feel super old. Like
right.
I just turned 25 in March, and
oh, happy belated!
Thanks. I just it's you know, usually age doesn't really affect me, but like, I don't know. It's weird. It's weird being
you're
25,
dude.
Like,
quarter century.
I know, but like, I don't know.
I'm yeah, trying to live to 100.
I mean, I don't know about that. I'm hoping for like 30, 40, you know?
Shut up. No,
you know, life is weird, man. Life
yeah,
is,
no, life is it super is. Weird. It is. It like, is.
I just, I don't know. I'm enjoying it, though.
Yeah. Know? No,
I'm enjoying every second of this
dude,
shit.
Dude, the crazy thing about it is like the flash of like, the, I mean, just the blink of an eye.
Yeah, seriously.
In 7 years, it just blows by like that.
I know. It feels like, I mean, I can still remember everything about graduation day, dude.
Yeah.
Sure. You know?
I try not to think, try not to dwell too much. The only thing I think about a lot is more so sports, just like the thing that I was involved with. But like, other than that, I'm just like, eh, it's whatever.
Speaking of high school, I actually remember on my 16th birthday, I walked into, it was Lupinacci's class. I remember you were in there.
This was our math teacher from freshman year.
Yeah, he was the
freshman
shit.
Freshman year? No. Sophomore.
Sophomore year.
Sorry.
Yeah. I wasn't there freshman year. I transferred sophomore.
Mm-hmm.
And shout out Mr. Lupinacci. You're the shit. he got me into Tropical Quest, so shout out to him for sure. But anyway, I got in my class on my birthday,
yeah,
and I remember they had a boombox in there or something, you know, like one of those old, they had like CDs in it and shit.
Mm-hmm.
I think David Rakeki brought it in.
And yeah.
I remember you guys were trying to get me to freestyle, and I couldn't do it. And like for years after that, I was pissed because I always like really wanted to rap, and like that was kind of like...
That moment?
Yeah, not being able to do that made me want to be able to do that. You know?
Yeah.
I mean, I always wanted to rap, like, my whole life. Just because I grew up, like, listening to hip-hop. But that was, like, definitely one of the, like, defining moments. Like, I didn't start writing, like, for real until probably, like, I was, like, 19.
Mm-hmm.
But that was definitely a factor in it.
That's sweet, dude.
Yeah.
That's sweet.
I know no, it's super random, but, like...
It's crazy how... that just affects, no, that just changes everything.
Yeah.
Outlook on life. Yeah. One simple moment.
Yeah, for sure.
That's why I always tell people, like, when you look at, like, little kids, they're always, like, the product of their environment when they grow up, you know? Sure. And that shit's real.
For sure.
And a lot of people, so, like, imagine, like, being molded into, like, you know, as a kid, like, you're being molded into, you know, this young adult.
Yeah.
Because of things that happened in your childhood.
Yeah.
Dude, that's something happened when you were 16. Yeah. One thing happened. And yeah. You still talk about the thing, you still remember it, and it's yeah. Literally molded to what you're doing now. Yes. That's crazy to yes, think about.
For sure.
It is crazy.
For years, like, I mean, I still think about that. Like, yeah.
Did you hear, so, I got a good story about Rakeki that you're going to want to hear.
All right.
What's so, I don't know if he wants me to talk about his name, to share his name, but... a friend of ours that we just brought up from high school, he's a pilot now, so he's like a flight instructor.
Yeah, I saw that.
He told me, he actually gave me permission to share this story. So I think it's just getting a little mic feedback, oh, but
my bad.
You know, you're good. So our buddy is a pilot. Now he's a full flight instructor. He does crazy things. He's a really very smart guy. He's just a crazy guy, but the story's nuts. So his friend served over in the war in Iraq, like fighting ISIS, like battlegrounds and everything. So his buddy like brought back some ISIS flags, like 5 of them.
No way.
Yeah, just flags that they, you know, salvaged from... I'm fighting.
No way.
And he brought 5 of them back, gave one to David. So David, what's that noise? Someone talking?
I don't know.
I think someone's on your phone.
Oh, really?
Let me see. Yeah. I think you pressed it.
Hello?
Hey, we're in the middle of a pod.
Hello? Hey, what's up? Hey, I don't think I even meant to...
We now pause for a word from one of our sponsors. Sorry about that, guys. Josh's phone picked up after he went to go grab it when it was ringing. And when he grabbed it and hit the answer button, he threw it on his bed. But he accidentally hit the answer button.
Yeah, it's my bad, people.
No, it's all right. We're back live. Let me finish the story now. So our buddy, buddy's a pilot, you know, I said that already. And his buddy brings back 5 ISIS flags from the war. And so my buddy thinks it's funny to put one up in his living room at his house. No, his kitchen. No. Yeah. You know who I'm talking about?
Yeah.
He puts it up in his window. And he, so he lives in East Dearborn, Michigan. And it's the number one, like, Muslim populated city in North America. I'm almost positive.
Yeah, it is.
Outside the Middle East, yep. Actually. Yep. And great city, though. I love the food, love everything there.
Everyone's amazing.
But, like, he does that. And, like, a couple days later, it's like 2 or 3 days later, he gets a knock on his door. So he goes open the door. It's 2 guys in suits. Dude, it's the fucking feds. It's the FBI.
No way.
No joke.
That's crazy.
FBI. And he's like, I think one might have had a suit. The other was like in like undercover. Doesn't matter, but both of them showed up and, you know, they come into his house, go into his living room. They start questioning for like, I think it was like an hour or longer. And they're just asking him like, where'd you get that flag? And he's like, from my buddy. And they're like, we know you're a pilot. What are you planning?
No way.
Yeah.
What the fuck?
Yeah. And they're asking him, like, we know you're a gun owner, like, all this stuff.
Damn.
And he's, you know, we know him. Yeah. You know him. He's not that type of person.
No, not at all.
But just, it's just wrong place, wrong time.
Yeah, for sure. Especially.
Shouldn't be doing stuff like that, though. No, that's not the thing. He's just a funny kid, though.
Yeah, for sure.
And,
yeah.
Like, that's just, like,
no, I remember
he said he liked how it looked. But that's the thing, like, you probably think that sounds psychotic, but it's not. That's just, it's like, not. It's him being funny. Like, that's just his personality. It's weird.
I mean, we know him, so.
Yeah, it's know, not. It makes sense. He's not weird, but, no, yeah.
No, I remember him playing a lot of jokes in
that. Yeah, 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 yeah. So, he, but, like, isn't that nuts? Yeah. Is that just, like, freaking crazy?
Yeah, it is.
Like, how does that, like, so they were questioning him, though, for, like, an hour. And at the end, they gave him his card. They gave him their cards, and they offered him a job. They're like, the bureau's always hiring.
Wow.
And they went on their way.
That's interesting.
Isn't that nuts?
Very.
So I told David to come on here and talk about that. Yeah. So he's probably gonna be pissed I shared it before him telling it, but
he can tell it again.
Yeah, and I was like, dude, I'm like, people hearing it coming from you will sound a lot better.
Oh yeah.
And who knows if we're gonna keep this part, we're about to listen to it.
This is random, jumping back to high school. I have something to show you, actually. Yeah, jumping back to high school and whatnot. Do you remember our senior prank?
Yeah. Dude, where'd you get that picture? You got that picture?
I've had it for like years.
Whoa.
Yeah, I don't remember where it even came from. But
that's a clear picture of...
That's Yaku.
Oh, dude.
I don't... yeah, isn't that wild?
Yeah.
What, didn't they spray shaving cream all over the room and then like... They like threw papers.
Is that me in red? Who's that?
I don't know. I can't even see.
Wow, dude, that's nuts.
I literally just.
So tell everyone what we did for our prank.
I wasn't even involved in it.
Well, yeah. But I mean,
I just remember walking down the middle hall, the one with no windows, and all of a sudden, all these kids were running in this one classroom on the left. Like, go in there. So I like just walking down the hall, listen, and then I just walked in. All these people flood in the room, mm-hmm. And they like take out bottles of shaving cream and shit, and they just start spraying it all over the walls and the desks and all this stuff. Like a bunch of people. Like if you can see this picture, it's pretty ridiculous. But yeah, I just remember.
Dude, I remember someone tossed an egg in the hallway.
No, they did.
Yeah,
that's crazy.
I don't want to mention people's names. No, they probably won't appreciate it. Name drop,
but. I just remember all the teachers and Mr. Haley and them.
Do you remember what happened to me, though?
Yeah, you had to, like, clean the bathrooms or something, right?
Dude, you remember what happened to my camera?
No.
They took it from me.
Really?
Yeah, they took the tape.
No way.
I'm positive because I can't find it.
Wow. Wow, that's crazy. But yeah, I just remember all the teachers thought it was hilarious, actually. And then remember how pissed Mr. Nichols was? He started screaming and like
No.
he was like, "I can't believe it," He is so pissed. But
Dude, look at that photo though.
I know it's
How'd you
crazy.
snap that?
I didn't. I
Oh,
think I
who?
got it off like social media or something. I don't know. I don't remember where the fuck it came from, but still,
Dude, that's
modified.
fucking nuts. Remember all the people who were in that classroom
Yeah.
when we just
Dude, the
took it
classroom
over?
was full.
I
And then they were
know.
throwing papers
Yeah.
and books and shit all over the room, dude.
I remember when we planned or people planned that.
Yeah. I didn't know anything about it. But
Oh man.
it's pretty funny.
Just doing some dumb shit.
Yeah,
That's
pretty
really what
much.
that is. That
Yeah.
sums that up
Yep.
perfectly.
Sure does. Yeah. Wow.
All right,
Pretty
man. We've
ridiculous.
talked for about, solid 50 minutes. Close to an hour, I think. 55, maybe.
Hell yeah.
Was a pleasure having you on, dude.
Thanks, man. I really appreciate it.
Thank you for coming on and just getting another voice on this podcast
For
besides
sure.
me.
Yeah, man. That's dope.
I hope you kept everyone entertained.
For sure. Yeah, I mean, even if I didn't, it's all good. I'm glad I got to talk to you, man.
Yeah,
For
appreciate it
sure.
for having me over.
Like I said before, all my social media is
Yep.
I'm
Tell it to
Bill's
the people.
son. If you guys want to follow me, if not, that's Gucci too. Yeah. But thanks again,
All
Steve.
right. Thanks for coming on. Take
Hell
care,
yeah.
everyone.
Oh, Dim Future, April 9th.
There you go. Dim future. Check it out, people. It's gonna be great. All right. Peace.
You know, man.